We are up to today, Yutas Kislev. We're up to Rav Samach Ches Amud Aleph Masechet Yevamos. We're up to the two dots. The Mishnah said that a 9-year-old kid, all of these people, they passel, they disqualify her if she's a bas kohen. She can't go back home, and nor can this child allow her to eat.
You want to hear the word?
Yeah, plenty more. Hey.
No,
it's not easy. Yeah, plenty more. We thought right now, we're talking about a 9-year-old kid who happens to be a brother-in-law waiting to marry her. So says, well, I don't understand. You're telling me that doesn't let her eat. What are we talking about? If she's a bas kohen. Because she's waiting for a brother-in-law to eat, so she cannot eat. If he's 9 years old, katnami is possible. Even if he's 3 years old, she can no longer eat because she has to wait now till he's old enough to say yes or no. So she's a shemeres yavam. And ili echule, and if to enable her to eat, godnul nami lemaichol. If it's not a question of passing, it's a question of what, of whether to feed her and what. Since he's 9 years old, he cannot allow her to eat. Even if he's 15 years old, 25 years old, he cannot allow her to eat because he's only a shemeres yavam. They're not married yet. If the guy is a kohen and she's a bas yisrael. You know what we're talking about here? We're talking about a 9-year-old boy or brother-in-law's in waiting. But he actually married her. He married her. Midaraisa, we learned before, right, that a 9-year-old, since he's old enough and mature enough, Kanyele, we said, they're considered married. So you would have thought, since they're married, she should be entitled to each room if she's a Bas Yisrael, now married to a coin. Salkid, that you would have thought, Midaraisa, Kanyele, says Matayde, they're considered a good Yavam, Ubiyas, Bia, Ema, we think, Leicha, Shishit. Kamashulon, no, that also we treat Bias, Ben, Tes, Shonim, Yem, Echod, Kemaime, Begogum. We treat that a 9-year-old bia, since the Eibishter forced him to marry, this is from the Eibishter's perspective, so we say it only has a status of a maimer by a gogol, as if they were only engaged by an adult. And what do we know when it comes to engagement by an adult? That she, the wife, is not entitled to eat truma yet if she's marrying a kohen.
Even the silver would hold that?
Yeah. Omlei Rav says, Rav, Yachi, if so, you tell me we're talking about a yavam actually married her. Look at the next case. Say for the next case is what about if we're not sure of a 9-year-old, a Safi 9-year-old or not? Is also she cannot eat truma. But if you tell me a 9-year-old cannot give a truma, an 8-year-old can. I mean, what's the meaning? If a definite 9-year-old marries her, cannot allow her entitled to eat truma. Why would you think a Safi gives 9-year-old would be able to eat truma? The Mishnah doesn't spell it out. A Suffolk, if he reaches 9 years old, the hash tavade betes, if you're definitely 9 years old, loimach cannot give her to eat because the rabbanon said, look, even though you married her, we'll treat it like a maimer. Suffolk meboye, if you're 9 years old or not, you have a question whether it should be entitled to eat. I mean, elomarov says rabba. Beben teisha shanim v'yem echad. You know what the Mishnah means when it says in the first part of the Mishnah that a 9-year old poisel of loimachel? The hanuch psulin. Tony, the pasul b'biyosin. It's that list of people who pasul the woman that she can no longer marry a kohen if she lived with this guy even a one night stand. She can no longer live with a kohen if that person who's pasul to her is even 9 years old. She can, it disqualifies her from living with a kohen. And then the Mishnah says that if we're not sure if it's 9 years old, it also disqualifies from a suffix. Who are these people? Okay, the Tanya, like we actually learned. Ventage Shonami Yemecha, a 9-year-old gate, Amoini, a gate from or Amoini from Amoinu Moyav or Mitzri or Adami, all of these Yisraels are allowed to marry. So if they live even for one night with a Yiddish woman, she's disqualified from marrying a kohen. So that's when the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah says Paisli Vle Machilin, the kvetch over here, a 9-year-old is Paisli. Disqualifies her from ever marrying a kohen. Nothing to do with Machilin. They had a relation with a kohenis or a levia or a yisraelis poslua disqualifies her from marrying a kohen. Says the gemara that's pshat. It says in the end, im ein on ruin love of Israel. It says in the end of this braisa, if they're not suitable to come to Israel, had elu poison. So if they're not road to come to, if they're not road to marry a Yisrael, they pass on miklal uchederesha the first part of lab psumaskin. Later on, it says, if they're not row to come to Chai Yisrael. They passel, that means that over here, we're not talking about someone who's not row Yisrael. We're talking about somebody specific for Kain. So we say, Reisha, Psule, Kahal, Seb, Psule, Kuna, not a problem. The end of the Mishnah is talking about those who only pasul a koyin, but this part over here, this part of the Mishnah says ger amoni ma'avi mitzvadami, are talking about people who are pasul to any Jew. So we're breaking the Mishnah up in two parts. Anybody who's pasul to any Jew lives with a kehenes or a leviya or a bas yisrael, even one night, that person is disqualified from marrying a koyin. Then later on, we'll learn those people who are forbidden to marry a koyin, to live for a koyin, has a relationship with her, then one night passes her from marrying a koyin as well. Okay, so that's what 9-year-old mean. 9-year-old mean that if they're a apostle, even though they're only 9 years old, they disqualify her from ever marrying a koyin again. Gufa, let's analyze it. You said that a ben teshana yemechad, a 9-year-old apostle, for example, a gein amoini or a mayavi from amon or mayav, I mean, that's supposed to be accepted. Amoin b'le amoinis. Or mitzvah daimi, that is an isra say to marry until the third generation. Or a kusi, that they're not really Jewish. Or nusin, a cholol mamzer. Shebo al kahenis. So you tell me that relation to kahenis, and we have to find out they're disqualified from marrying kohen, even though they just had a relation one night. We need to find a pasuk for that. And then we need to find a pasuk for levi elis, a yisrael, a bas yisrael, who lived with somebody who was forbidden to her for one night. She could never marry a kohen. How do you know that? Pasuk. Then comes along Rabbi Yossi and he says, Kol shezare posel, this person who posel, who lived with this Jewish woman, if he would have had kids of his own, they would be posel. Then it posels her from living with a kohen. Kol she ain't zare posel, he would have had kids, he wouldn't have been posel those kids, and even he himself is posel, it does not disqualify her from having a kohen. Who we're talking about, we'll say tomorrow. Ain't a posel. Rajbagama, the Shimgulu says, Kol she'atanese bitai, anyone you're allowed to marry his daughter, for example, even Amoini Mayavi, it's only Amoini, not Amoinis. And Mayavim, like Mayavis, the girls are all right. So anyone that the daughter permitted, Anatanese Amonase, then if they live with a Yiddish woman, they can marry that woman, does not become disqualified. But if his daughter is also forbidden, then he disqualifies the woman that he lives with from living with a kohen. And we'll explain later where they get their sources from. Let's go through step by step. How do you know that if someone lived with a bas kohen, she's disqualified from living with a kohen, and also disqualifies her from going back to her family and eating truma? How do we know that? Omakro, in the Mefesh Apostle, it says, Ubas koyin, kisi yeli ish zor, if she lives with a strange person, the Pasuk says that Truma's kachim she shouldn't eat. So we know from this Pasuk that she's disqualified from Truma. Kivan shenivala, le pasala ish zor, anybody who's strange to her. So since she lived with someone who is puzzled to her, is puzzled, she disqualified from eating Truma. So all we know so far is that she is disqualified from eating Truma. We don't know that she's disqualified from marrying a kohen. First of all, this pasuk is not even extra. Haimed boile, we need this pasuk. So you want to say that. From this pasuk, we also learn she's disqualified from marrying kohen. Ask him, how do you know? Haimed boile, don't we need this? Don't we need this to teach you this very din that about kohen the mincer with a zar leisechel, the very din that she should not eat truma anymore. That she married someone who is forbidden to her. She, even that guy dies or divorces her, she cannot go back to her family and eat truma. She's been disqualified.
That means, yes. Zoros legabe truma,
yeah, you're saying, no? Yeah, but that we don't say. Zor means someone that's also to her. She's allowed to marry Yisro, so how can we call a Zor? She's allowed to marry Yisro.
So you have to be talking about a mamzer.
Zor means a stranger to her that she's not allowed to marry.
So how do you know if she marries Yisroel that she can't eat truma while she's married to
Yisro?
How do you know that?
We learn from the fact that it says by a kohen, that if she marries a kohen, she can eat because kinyan kasbihu, so we learn that automatically that if it was not a kohen that she married somebody else, disqualifies her. Also, from it says, when it says in the Pasuk, by Yisroel, she marries Yisroel, she goes back to for Shavuot B'Shavuot, Kinnereh. She goes back. That means while she was there, she's also.
Sazol here means more than Jazol.
Yeah. Exactly. So therefore, we need the Pasuk to disqualify from Truma. Not disqualifying her from marrying a coin. So disqualifying her from being Truma, we already know from another Pasuk. We know, it says in the Pasuk, that if she becomes an Amon or a Grusha and she has no children, she goes back to her family, like when she was young. And then she said, Apostle, Chosor lo Yechubai. Okay, it says, Meshavel Beisavia, she goes back to her original family like she was when she was young. Melechem Avia, it says, Apostle, Teicha, she can eat the Truma from her family's house. Now she goes back to her family, Miklal, Dimikor lo Yechubai, that when she was married to the Zor, she cannot eat. In other words, the Gemara's question is like Moshe asked. Maybe the pasuk means to tell you that if she married a Yisrael, she's a Sidi Truma. That's all it means. Nothing to teach you that she's disqualified from ever marrying her again. So that we know from the puzzles of a shovel based severe. By telling us that she goes back home, she can eat. Is it either but she's not home? She cannot eat. So we know that from that pasuk. This pasuk is redundant. Must be that this pasuk I'm teaching you that if she lives with this person, is disqualified. So the Gemara, imahi, no. We still need this pasuk of mitzvah the pasuk kisili zor to tell you the teacher they marry the Yisrael she can eat truma. I will have a shava that teaches you only an asay when she goes back to her family's house she can eat truma. So and then we learn a lav from that a lav habom miklal asay that if she eats if she marries the Yisrael she cannot eat. But if she did she's over an asay because a lav that comes from an asay is only an asay. We need to write expressly a lav she get malchus if she eats truma and marries the Yisrael. So we need the pasuk where it says that kisili zor that she shouldn't leseichel she shouldn't eat. So it's no longer extra to tell you that she lives with somebody that's usher to her, she's disqualified from marrying a coin. Ima, you have mina lav, how about I say, because I'm going to hide a lav, me call Zorla, you're going to know. There's still not a good raya. Me call Zorla Yecha Kodesh, in that very same pasuk in the end, it says, Vishal Vesavir, then it says, Vichol Zorla Yecha Boy. What's this pasuk adding, Vichol Yecha Boy? I teach you that if she married a Yisrael, she is considered now a Zor, and she cannot eat, so there's the lav. What do we need the other pasuk? Kisili Zor, Bitumus Kachin Lesechel. Must be to teach you that if she married a Zor, she's disqualified. Maybe in Truma for every marriage. Says Gemara, Ahu, no. We need that part of the pasuk where it says, V'chol Zor Le'echel Boi, Mibay Le'legufei. We need it for itself. For if she marries a Yisrael, to tell you, that's going to tell you that a Zor is not allowed to eat. A Yisrael is not allowed to eat. How do you know a Bas Koyin who marries a Zor cannot eat? She was qualified to eat Truma till now. How do you know that she becomes disqualified? I the puzzle of the whole Zor Le'yechel. I was talking about a guy who was born in Yisrael. How do you know somebody was born a Koyin, a Bas Koyin, that she cannot eat? So we need the extra puzzle of the other puzzle of Le'yechel to tell you that she cannot eat. There's nothing extra here that if she lives with somebody else to her, she's disqualified. And the Gemara, today v'chol zor k'sivi, it says twice v'chol zor. It says v'chol zor le'yechel kodesh, and it says also in the pasuk v'shav alvi, it says v'chol zor le'yechel boy. So we know one pasuk is for Yisrael and one for a bas koyin that marries a Yisrael, she can no longer eat truma. So what do we need the pasuk, the very first pasuk where it says u'kizili zor b'trumas kachin le'yechel, tell you that if she lives with somebody asater, she's disqualified for eating truma. So all we know so far is that she lives somewhere else, so she's disqualified forever. She cannot go back home afterwards and, you know, revert back to her bas koyin. So the Gemara, Vakati, we still need boiler, we still need the pasuk. The Rabbi Yechanina, V'chol Zor, when it says the pasuk, V'chol Zor, Zor is a martilcha, only a Zor is not allowed to eat truma. However, V'loy Aninis, but if the koyin, it was a koyin, but it was an oinim, is allowed to eat truma, how do you know that? Because Maisa you cannot eat. We know that because it says V'chol Zor, only a Zor should not eat, but Anoini could. So there's nothing extra here. So how do you know that a Bas Koyin, she's disqualified from eating Truma, even if she goes back home, she lets somebody ask her? So the Gemara, the Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Chanin's din, we would have learned min Zor. The word V'chol Zor, Nafke. The word V'chol is extra. To teach you also this din of Rabbi Yosi, also this din here that Yisrael should. We need it like Tanya, we need it for her as well. We need these psukim to teach her a bas koyin who marries Yisrael that she goes back to her original family, goes back to she chayzeret. She goes back to her original family, chayzeret le truma. She goes back that she can eat truma. But the ain't chayzeret le chazei v'shoi. But remember, wow, she's a bas koyin. Not only is she entitled to truma, she's also entitled to eat certain portions of the animals. But now that she married Yisrael, she is disqualified from being kochim anymore. Only thing she can eat is truma. So there's nothing extra here to teach you about a bas koyin who lives with somebody who also that she's disqualified from ever going back home. Where do you know that from? It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Shlomo Maikra, and what's the pasuk? It says u bas koyin kisi elizor he betrumas kachal esaychel. This very pasuk that you want to use to say that if she lives with an izor, somebody's asater, she can no longer eat truma. She can't go back home and eat truma. We use that very pasuk to teach it differently. To teach you that what? When we said betrumas akachim, what kind of strange expression? We said betruma. Betrumas akachim means bemoidim in akachim. That which is removed from akachim, she still cannot eat. She can eat the truma, but cannot eat the troidim in akachim. How do you learn both of them? If you want to eat rachmana, he be kachim l'secha. If all we're trying to say is that a woman cannot eat kachim, but truma she can, just say kachim. Why truma is kachim? My but truma is kachim. Shaman etarti. Want to tell you that she cannot eat chazei b'shoik. I want to tell you that if she lives with someone who's disqualified, she's disqualified from ever eating truma again.
That's what moedim means. That
moedim means lifted off from kachim, which is the chazei b'shoik.
The matmaskuna and
yeah. Okay, says the Gemara. Okay, let's grant you from this pasuk of here, we learn out. Bas koin. No, talking about chazei b'shoik. Yeah. Yeah. It's only matana. Yeah, yeah. So can you also?
So it's right. Private property of the kohen. It's not that that's the kohen right. Is eating on behalf of kodesh.
Exactly. Now.
It's like a
maaser to a lady. Yeah, exactly. Says the Gemara. Okay, Asher. Now we know kohenis. We know from the pasuk Gubas kohen kisi liizor. She lives with somebody that is usher to her. So the truma is kachim leseichel. So we know from there that she's also disqualified. She can never go back in the truma again. Fine. And we're going to go not only eat kachim right now, and we'll still see how we know, but we say also that if she lived with somebody, she's disqualified from marrying a kohen. So we know a kehenis. Are the Leviya the Yisraelis belong? How do you know this woman was a Yisraelis or Leviya? How do you know that they're also disqualified from marrying a kohen? Says the Gemara. Bas ubas. Later on, the machleik is an extra vav. It said bas, and it says vubas, the vav, the ubas comes, and his daughter, and this, the pasuk is over here, ubas koin. What do you mean, ubas, and the daughter, who else is included in the end? The Leviya and Isa Elias. Hachanami bas ubas. We can learn from the extra vav to tell you all that. Says the Gemara, come on, who does that come out like? Rabbi Kiva, the Dorish vavin. Rabbi Kiva is one of Darshan's vavin. So, Lucheda, why make it? So, it's machleik is of Tanoim then. Whether you dash an ubas, the extra vav, and say it comes to include other people, you're saying here the only way we know is that Yisraelis lives with somebody also to her. She cannot live with a kohen ever again. It's only according to Rabbi Kiva. And we think that it's according to everybody. Says Gemara, fill the table because kula ubas kroy yisaydu. Didn't have to say the word ubas at all. Could have just said kisi elizor, and we already know who marries the elizor, a woman. Why do you say ubas kohen? The whole word is actually teach you, according to everybody, that even if she lives with somebody, it's possible. Yeah. Ashken, all we know from here is that she's disqualified from eating truma. Okay, but how do you know that she cannot marry a kohen? If she lives with somebody else, we say that's it, she cannot go back home and eat truma. But how do you know that she cannot go back and live with a kohen? Where does it say that? So the Gemara says, when we disqualify a Levi and Israelis, what are we disqualifying them from? They can never eat truma. In guten mood, they can never eat truma. So if we have an extra pasuk or bas, or the vav, or the whole word of bas, teach you that a koyen, a bas koyen, a bas levi, a bas Yisrael, is also from koyen. What are we trying to say? Also in what respect? To marry a koyen if they live with somebody also. And once you know by the bas levi, bas Yisrael, that they're also living a koyen, we go back to bas koyen, we say the same thing. What do you think we're mabbed them for? That they also live with the coin. Are they ever shaykh the truma? What do you have to ask them for? Says the Gemara, what kind of hechrich is that? Your only proof that it's talking about Isa married the coin is because when you ask her Abbas Yisrael, what else could it be? Because she's also eating truma anyway. Is that true? Didn't we learn that sometimes Abbas Yisrael can eat truma if she had married a coin and then they have a son and the coin dies and she can eat truma on account of her son? So Abbas Yisrael could eat truma. But if she lives with somebody also to live with, after, let's say, her husband died, with somebody also, she is disqualified from eating what? Truma.
She's also even somebody's mother. She's married another.
No, her kind of husband died. She has a son. Then she married someone that she shouldn't marry.
What happens if she married Yisrael?
While she's married also, but when she divorces, she can go back to eat truma again because of her son. But so if she marries someone who is also a gay Amon Mayav,
because she's got a son, a coin, anytime she's not married to somebody, she can eat truma.
As long as she doesn't have any other children from anybody else.
The coin, the son is her mater.
Exactly. Because it says Zera Einla, so but she has Zera. So therefore, what's the hechich that even by Israel is talking about that she's a squad marrying a coin? Maybe all it's talking about limited to eating truma. Thinking about Allah, why not? Mishkachla, we find it, they got Ochla Bishul, but not where she eats because of her son. Because of his son, Kavachemer, if because a son, for the case of a son, we don't need a pasuk for that. You're telling me that the pasuk by Yisrael is not coming to disqualify from marrying a kohen. Maybe it's coming to disqualify her from eating truma. So the Gemara, for that you wouldn't need a pasuk. From that I have a kavu chaymen, and therefore if I have a pasuk to ban or proscribe a bas kohen, a bas Yisrael from eating from doing anything, it must be from marrying a kohen. Why can't it be from eating truma? Because it says, and this is a kavuchem, ma docha kahenis, who's mamish entitled to truma. Yet, the big dusha, the nafsha, ochla, she eats on her own account, doesn't need the children, she eats on her own account. Yeah, what happens if she lives in somebody's asr? It says in the pasuk that she's puzzled from every truma again. Koshkim kavuchem, a Yiddish woman, that the only reason why she eats is because of a kid. She doesn't even have any rights of her own. The moment she messed up, she lived with somebody asr, surely she should forfeit her rights for truma. I don't need a pasuk for that. So if I have a pasuk to disqualify from kohen, it must be for marrying. Only in the chus of a son. Surely, if she does something wrong, she's disqualified. So you must have an interesting thing. Logic says pufaket maybe sometimes. Now what? Kohenish is pure and pristine. She's a bas kohen. She messed up. She removed the kedusha. A bas Yisrael never had kedusha. She's only in because of her son. Her son didn't mess up. So even she messed up. What did she mess up? She was not roti to truma before. She's not roti to truma now. The only reason why is because of the son. So, who cares if she lives somebody else to her? How does she change herself? Her son's chus didn't change. Therefore, I need a pasuk to disqualify from being truma. Therefore, I no longer have a pasuk to disqualify from being kohen. How do I know then that a bas Yisrael or anybody who lives with somebody that's usher to them, they can't live with a kohen? So that's the most question. Faket, he understands the logic of Faket. Kohenes, the Kodesh Gufa, she herself is holy. If she lives with somebody forbidden, Pasla, she sort of ruined her Kedusha. Vahadele Kodesh Gufa, le Pasla. But over here, this Bas Yisrael, who's not holy, didn't pass herself. Elel Kuna, so how do you take know that a Bas Yisrael, Bas Levi, and a Bas Kohen, if they live with somebody's Asa, they're disqualified from ever marrying a Kohen again? How do you know? Says the Gemara, Kalva Chaim and Megrusha. We have a kavuchemer from a divorcee, and kavuchemer this ma grusha, ma docha grusha, shemuter es betruma, ma docha divorcee that is muter by truma. Let's say she divorces a bas kohen married to somebody, Yisrael, or she's making a who she married to, and she's divorced. She goes back to her family, but I'm pasha, Yisrael. She goes back to her family, yet asur lekuhuna. But if she lived with somebody that she's asur. Is also the kohuna.
She's a grusha. She can't marry.
Exactly, also grusha.
Yeah.
So zusha asura betruma. This woman who is also betruma, or bas Yisrael, who's always also betruma, ain't a din shep to lekuna. That she's now apostle lekuna. That's the kavuchemer. It's a bit shvach a kavuchemer, because the grusha part is what ruins her, and by Yisrael doesn't. And Rashi has a long problem there. So the Gemara says, let's say it's a kavuchemer. So you're telling me that because they live one night with somebody also, they're disqualified from ever living with truma again. Where do you find that you actually make avedis from a kavuchemer? We have a rule that ain't mazhidin min adin. Yes, the Gemara.
The kavuchemer, this bas Yisrael was also to start with.
To koyin? Why should I say koyin? No, we're talking about to live with a koyin. So the matter this bas koyin. Bas Koyin, that a grusha, and yet there was also to Koyin. She's mutted, she can go back and
eat
room
and
eat again. Exactly, even though she's possible Koyin.
You're saying Kosuke and the Bas Yisrael, who never had the.
Yeah, she's also possible from doing whatever it is with a Koyin. So, therefore, what is that for her to get married? So, the Gemara, what is a Gilim Milsa Balmi? It's only a Gilim Milsa. And what do you mean, Gilim Milsa? We're not really learning one from another.
I mean, the other thing is also that it's not.
We're not learning a kavuchemer madav that just bas koyin is posel to truma. What was a kavuchemer madav? This bas koyin is posel to truma, right? What do we say? A bas koyin who was able to eat truma and then she was divorced from her husband, and she
could go back and eat in her father's house.
She could go back and eat truma. So a bas Yisrael who after leaves her husband cannot go eat truma is much worse off, and therefore she's disqualified. If she leaves somebody else, is disqualified from going
That's
back
what
to
I'm
a
saying. Koyin. She could never eat truma before but she married the
koyin. So what is about bas Yisrael living with a koyin? Exactly. Well, how does it translate itself by a bas Yisrael? Look at the coin.
Picking on a Aishas coin becomes a grusha from the coin. She can go back and eat woman. She's got a psul, but you also got an almona. An almona doesn't have a psul with Gabi a coin.
True, but we're learning kalachem from a grusha. Yeah, you're right. We're learning from a grusha. So we're not learning one from another. When Mele, once it's pasul for truma, you pasul also for kuna. Says the Gemara. The Ema, let us say, Nivala, let us say. Maybe, okay, if we're going to say that if somebody lived with a Bas Yisrael, this qualifies to live with a Kohen, but how you know which level of Yisrael? Maybe, Dafke, Nivalala, Pasala, Chayiva, Krisis. Maybe that's talking about only if she lived with somebody that is forbidden, like incest, and then if she had one night of incest, she can never live with a Kohen again. But how do you know that if all she lived with somebody who's also Bilal, like a Mamzer, how do you know that she cannot go back to Kohen? So the Gemara, it says, Kisi, Omar Achmona. It says in the Pasuk, Kisi, Hanod, Izbuhum. The pasuk is saying kisil is zor. She lived with somebody who's a zor, so it has to be someone that she's able to live with. But it's zor, and you're not allowed to. Who can you live with? I mean, there is a marriage there, or there's kedushin there, but you're not allowed to. Only a chayav lav, because if you live with your sister and give a kedushin, it's worthless. Chayav krisis, kedushin is nachal. Chayav lav and kedushin is chal, according to us. Kedushin is chal. So therefore, since kedushin is chal, that's what the pasuk is talking about. Chayav lav and disqualifies from marrying a coin. If you tell me the whole criteria is that what? Only if he's able to be chal, if so, which we have a whole discussion before of the apostle, and we've concluded that apostles are from marrying a kohen. There's no kedushin. If she lives with a guy, there's no kedushin there. How come apostles are from marrying a kohen? If a woman had a one night stand with a guy, she can never live with a kohen again. How do you know the apostles can see you? Only those people who kedushin can be chal can ruin her. Why does it ruin her from marrying a kohen? So we answer, that's for a different reason. Hana Pasli, you know why a goy or an eved passes her from marrying Kohen? Mid Rabbi Shmuel. That comes from Rabbi Shmuel. Don't worry, Rabbi Shmuel. Minayin, how do you know the eved kechavim or an eved? Shabu Abbas Yisrael has relations to Abbas Yisrael or Kohenes Levia Shepaslua. That they passel, how do you know, for disqualified from marrying Kohen? Shenemar, it says, Ubas Kohen kisiya almon of a grusha. It says, Abbas Kohen almon of a grusha, she goes back to her family. When is she entitled to live a normal life? If the person that she's married to can turn her into almana if he dies, or turn her into grusha, in other words, a yid who divorces her. So me, she yeshlay almanas v'gedushin. When do we have a normal relation? Goes back to family. There's almanas v'gedushin. Yatzoy v'chavim v'eved she'ain le almanas v'gedushin. The exception is a goy or an eved where there's no almanas, no gedushin.
What's the chat? If she marries a goy or an eved, there's no.
Sorry.
You're saying if she marries the goy or the eved.
If she lives one night. Stand, yeah, we're going
no
but we learned the pasuk that's exactly the point. Yeah. When do we say that she goes back to a normal life?
That's
if the person that she had exactly can have a marriage and she goes back to normal, but if the person that can't have any marriage at all, that's not shaykh al manos or gedushin like with a goy, she does not go back to normal life. She's disqualified. Says the Gemara, Ashkan, all we know from this pasuk is that if a kohen is living with a goy or an eved, but leviyah v'yisraelis, if they live with a goy, how do you know yisraelis bas yisrael live with a goy for one night? How do you know that she cannot go back ever live with a kohen again? Minolan, how do you know? Like we said before, bas ubas. Because it has a positive ubas coin and the daughter of a coin. So therefore it says, ubas coin kisi almano, the and is coming to include also a levia or yisaelis. So this whole din only works out according to Rabbi Akiva. The daughter is Vavi, he's the one who dashes that Vav to teach her more people. Name. I feel the tamarabon. Kula bas kroy yisaelis. The whole person pass is an extra pasik. Doesn't have to say it all. We'll stop here. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.